the 1-0 Sacramento Kings will look to make it 2-0 tonight, Katie, versus the San Antonio Spurs. Maybe a bigger challenge than last night.
Slightly, yeah, I would say so.
But not a bigger challenge than somehow figuring out how to get multiple billionaires who had made an agreement to purchase an NBA team and relocated to a bigger market that had lost their NBA team, putting together a brand new ownership group, and oh, by the way, building and promising a new arena downtown. So that's a much bigger challenge than the Spurs and our next guy. Well, with a little help from his friends, he pulled it off. It is the mayor of Sacramento, Kevin Johnson. Mayor Johnson, it's Dave and Katie. How are you, sir?
You have no idea how excited I am today. I just can't believe that we're sitting here 1-0 going into a home game in the brand new Golden One Center downtown that no one thought we would pull off, and we did it. It's a great day in Sacramento.
Just, Kevin, give us a little insight onto what the last couple days have been like for you. And this morning, I mean, we were up early doing the show, but were you even able to really get any sleep last night, or just too excited?
No, I was far too excited. And, I mean, you know, as a kid growing up, the night before Christmas is a big deal. I felt the last 3 days have all been like the night before Christmas. It's been Christmas Eve, and to wake up this morning, I tweeted at like 5-something in the morning. And it's just so awesome for Sacramento. The good guys finally won one, and I'm elated and can't contain it, as you can imagine.
If the day that the vote came through that the relocation was rejected to Seattle, let's say, I don't know, that was an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, is this going to trump everything thus far for you?
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, it's almost like if you take gymnastics or diving or some event, I think we got a perfect 10 on that day. But today is the gold medal ceremony. And we get a chance to be rewarded in real time in a way that it's tangible. We'll be there, as you said earlier, with 17,000 of our closest friends all celebrating something really amazing. So today is like the gold medal ceremony.
Mayor Kevin Johnson joining us this morning on The Drive. Now, I know that when you look back at the last few years, there was plenty of hurdles that you guys had to get over. But looking back now, as the building opens tonight, what would you say was the most difficult hurdle to get over?
I think the most difficult for me, by and large, were two things. One, just getting our community day in and day out to believe that we could pull it off, to get us to believe that we weren't going to get shortchanged on this one. If you look at our history from a basketball standpoint, we remember the Lakers series. We're up in the series. We lose. The referees, the missed free throws. It's always been something that's prevented us from winning it. And I think getting us to believe that we can do it and pull it off, I think, was the one of the two biggest challenges. And then the second one was it just felt like the finish line kept moving. So 2012, 2013, we do what we're supposed to do. That's not enough. And they move the finish line. The next year, we do what we're supposed to do. We think we're going to celebrate. We think we pull it off. That's not enough. The finish line moves again. So I think those two kind of together were, I think from my standpoint, were the biggest challenges for me in Sacramento.
And you know, kind of getting more specific along that timeline, I'm sure that, you know, we can go from when the communication sort of stopped or really slowed down with the Maloofs all the way to the Seattle announcements, you know, Ron Burkle and then finding Vivek. Was there a specific moment in there where you were – because here's the thing, Mr. Mayor, there was never a moment that you put on, whether it was a front, I don't think so. I think you truly believed it, that we were going to win this thing. But I know that somewhere deep down in a dark recess of your body, there was definitely a little bit of doubt. Was there one specific moment where you kind of ran your hand through your hair and went, uh-oh, all right, we got to figure this out?
You know what, Dave? I mean, you either believe or you don't.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, let me give you a basketball analogy because I played in the NBA. And when you're on the court and the opposing team, you know, runs off 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 straight points, and it's in the fourth quarter, the first thing you do is you look up at the scoreboard and you see how much time is on the clock. And as long as there's some time on the clock, you feel you have a chance to win. And I felt like every time a bump or an ebb and flow came toward us, the ones that you just mentioned, I looked up on the clock and do we still have time? And as long as we still have time, then you have to believe that somehow you're going to pull it off. And if you don't have any time on the clock, then that means it's over and you got to move on. And we just, no matter how bleak, no matter how difficult, no matter how steep the challenge was, there was never a moment where I didn't think there wasn't enough time on the clock to at least try to counter something. And, you know, lo and behold, and thank the good Lord, that was the case.
We talked to Chris Granger a little bit ago, Kevin, and he was talking about, you know, how spectacular tonight is going to be. And we know it is, but we've heard nothing. There's been no leaks. There's been no murmurs about anything that's going to happen tonight. I don't know if you have any insight into that, but if you can, what is the one thing maybe that you're looking forward to the most about tonight?
Jump ball. that means it's real. You know, you're going to have two commissioners in the building at the same time. That very seldom happens. You're going to have a situation where the San Antonio Spurs, one of the best teams in basketball, in fact, in the history of the NBA in terms of an organization, mm-hmm. are going to be playing against the 1-0 Sacramento Kings at home in the Golden 1 Center downtown with, again, 17,000 of our closest friends. That is a big deal. But the moment the jump ball goes up, Dave, you've heard me say this, and both of you have heard me say this. We've always said this story is bigger than basketball. But tonight, it's all about basketball.
Now, here's something important. I've seen you just crush nachos here before. I think I've seen you crush a hot dog a couple times. Have you done any sort of pregame planning? Because I know you're meticulous as to what are you going to be sampling tonight here at the arena?
I'm not going to be eating tonight at the arena.
What?
I went to the Paul McCartney concert on back-to-back nights and the Maroon 5 concert to sample the hot dogs, the nachos. Because tonight I can't be caught on camera eating with food in my teeth. It's going to be a clean smile tonight.
Speaking of being on camera, I'm gonna put you in a spot right now. I'm going to tell you, we want to talk to you on the TV side tonight. So I think that maybe you and I in the Lexus Club at some point during the game will show off the Lexus Club and have a little conversation on the TV side for all the viewers at home. Do you agree?
Let me just say, today is a day that I will not say no to anything. So whatever you need, I'm happy to participate.
Okay, good. Because here's the thing. When I was here about 2 weeks ago, I messed up on my parking. They mailed me this ticket. It was like $50 or something because I parked wrong. So being that you're not saying no, I don't know. You've got some pull in this city, so we can figure something out, I hope.
You know what? You give me that ticket, I'll square it up.
Oh, wow. No. You know why? Because he gave me crap one time, Kevin, for complaining about a ticket when he bought me lunch.
True.
So he can pay for his own damn ticket.
No. Today's the day, as a mayor, anybody comes up to a request and is within my ability, I'm going to pull it off. So, Dave, I'm going to square your ticket up, but I only got pulled for about 47 more days.
Someone's writing an article right now.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember this throughout the thing. Is we know this is a busy day for him. There was a moment when we were in our little wagon going around the country. We were somewhere, I don't remember. It was outside of San Antonio, outside of Oklahoma City. It was God knows where. And you called myself and Sean and Elliot, and we stopped. We pulled over. And we all sit and had about a 10-minute conversation where you kind of updated us, and then there was a lot of don't say anything, but you know, remember, you took the time to kind of update us, and I remember saying to you, because I'm a big homer and I miss my family at some point, I said, could you just wrap this up and let me come home and kiss my wife and kids. And I remember I'll never forget, and we caught it on tape, you said something to the effect of, you're going to be kissing your wife and kids before you know it, and you're all going to have smiles on your faces. I don't know how you kept that level of confidence going, Mr. Mayor, the whole time, but it was sure as hell infectious in the city.
I'll tell you what, I mean, it was, you know, when I look back on my, you know, 8 years as mayor, there's been a lot of incredible moments, and obviously being elected and reelected were unbelievable. But to do what we did, because it wasn't one person or two people or three people, it was a whole community, you know, that really rallied together, and it took all of us. And I think about you, you know, doing that trek across the country with a couple of your friends and the fans and the grassroots. I mean, at the end of the day, you guys were the heart and soul of this fight. And I truly believe you guys were our competitive advantage, and you showed loyalty in good times and bad times. You stuck with us through thin and thick. And at the end of the day, you know, we punched above our weight class, and we got the league's attention, and it certainly was a nail biter, but at the end of the day, they believed in this community, and a lot of it had to do with what you and the grassroots community did. So let me just say thank you to you guys as well.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Team effort. It's all going to come together tonight. We're looking at this building right now. We're going to save you one of these purple shirts and wristbands for opening night and all those festivities, and can't wait to see you down here. Thank you again.
All right, I'll be ready for the Lexus Club and the ticket.
All right, we'll see you tonight. That's Mayor Kevin Johnson joining us. And, yeah, I mean, there's two guys right there in Chris Granger and Kevin Johnson that this thing doesn't happen without them. It is really a celebration, I think, you know, as we continue the SAP Fest. But, really, it is a celebration of the city. It's a celebration. I like what the mayor said at the end. The mayor's getting a lot of credit. He deserves it. Chris Granger's getting a lot of credit. He deserves it. Vivek, the ownership group, they deserve it. I read an article by Marcos Bertone a couple days ago. I love Marcos. And he was writing about guys that, and I'm glad he pointed them out, guys like Kunal Merchant and Jeff Dorso, yeah, and John Shirey and a lot of the people behind the scenes that mm-hmm. made the sausage. But I also, you know, I like what the mayor said about the community, you know, whether it's the Crown Downtown people or the Here We Stay people or Grant Napier, you know, the whomever it was, you know, people on the radio and the media. I remember a day, Katie, and I don't think you were here. I think you were in Phoenix. But there was a day when we had, Nate, you'll probably remember this, where the Clay Bennett, of all people, was heading up the expansion committee. And we got advance notice that the NBA was coming out. They were coming out, the Group of Eight, to meet with the mayor, to meet with the team, mm-hmm. to assess how much ad space and revenue they had mm-hmm. sold. Because
that's when we're talking about corporate sponsorships, yes, and all of that. Can they, yes, really support this arena?
And you'll remember, I think it was every station but one. And I want to say, and I deeply apologize if I'm wrong here, but I'm almost
so you better speculate.
No, I'm 99% sure. I think Channel 3 was the only one that didn't do it. But every station
calling people out. Holy cow.
You know, and again, I'll apologize to them if I'm wrong, but I'm almost positive I'm 100% right. They would deserve to be called out. Every station ran a little purple logo for their station. Mm-hmm. It's like Channel 13, yeah, or whatever, at the bottom. And all the anchors were wearing purple suits or purple dress. They colored the Memorial Auditorium fountains, but yeah, it purpled out the whole thing, and it was just like a parade for these guys. And I think it's little stuff like that gets lost, you know, Nate, as hokey as it was and as Sacramento-y and cowbelly as it was. Listen, they had to write the check. Let's be honest. They had to write the check. The money had to come from somewhere. But I truly do think that this city really help provide the political cover, if nothing else, for the council to make this thing happen.
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen without the fans. That sounds cliche, but I'm going to throw you under the bus here for a second, because this is where it gets to be fun and watch you squirm a little bit. But I remember...
We'll take a break.
Very vividly, a Sunday afternoon when the Dana Falk tweet came out.
Oh, God.
I was literally sitting down to play NBA 2K and start a franchise with the Kings, and I read the tweet and was just like, oh, of course. And I immediately quit the game and was like, the Kings don't exist anymore. This is terrible. And within a matter of hours, it seemed like I'm seeing Dave start tweeting out stuff about, you know, here we stay, and hey, let me get my Jiffy Lube guys involved. And it's just like, at first it was like, hey, that's cute, whatever. And then it kind of started getting bigger and bigger. And I remember they're sitting thinking, like, Dave, of all, like, this isn't really going to do something, right? Like, Dave's just spouting off on Twitter, but it might. So we should support this, and we should see if anything comes from it. And now, I mean, you guys know the history there.
Yeah.
But I just remember thinking, like, damn if it's not a good effort. I mean, is this really going to do anything? But
right.
Oh, my God, what if it does?
Right.
And then it got bigger and bigger. It's like, no, they're not going to raise $400, $500 million.
Right.
But they might take a pretty damn good chunk out of it.
That's quite
and
a
here we are in
account.
This building.
Yeah.
It was first off. I also think social media. Without social
yeah.
media,
doesn't
this team,
happen.
This team
absolutely
isn't here.
Does not happen. I mean, that was just unbelievable to watch that happen. And I don't know if it was as surreal for you as it was to those of us that were witnessing it. Just feeling like even then, come on, good things can't happen, but it might be. This really feels like something is happening and gaining momentum.
No, you mentioned that, but like the way it all came together. You know, I can't speak for Crown Downtown or any of those guys, but. When I put that tweet, $100 to build an arena or whatever.
Right, who's in, I think, is basically what you did. Like, who's in? It's like,
here's the thing. When that happened, I was so upset and obviously emotional. It's me. I threw down my phone, and I went and did something with the wife and kids just to get my mind off, and I came back 2 hours later. And I wasn't excited.
Was your phone smoking?
It was on fire. And let me tell you something. It wasn't excitement. I wasn't excited. I wasn't stoked. I wasn't.
Were you nervous?
I was scared.
You're like, did I accidentally tweet out a nudie pic or something?
Well, even when
that's
I
that's what I always fear when I see a ton of mentions.
I had
that's
no
what your phone did, just like
yes,
like the buzzer
thing.
Going off.
I had no idea what to do. I say 100 billion things on Twitter before. This wasn't it. None of this was like, and not just me, anybody.
You don't know if someone's decided that
no!
you're racist or whatever it
right.
might be.
None of this was planned. It wasn't coordinated. There
right.
was not a media effort. And then next thing you know, I'm getting a call from some guy named Matt Graham with Jiffy Lube. I didn't know who the hell Matt Graham was. Hey, I've got these billboards. Hey, you want to do a rally? Well, and that's the thing. Like, people like Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube gets no credit at all for what they did. Katie, the next day, the billboards were up with a running tally
right.
and the hashtag. Our first rally, a guy named Greg Van Dusen, who was a former, he was like the GM out here at ARCO originally, helped put together. We did a Here We Build rally at Cesar mm-hmm. Chavez Park. I swear, I think there were 20 people there, and that's not a lot. I remember
that's not
no, and I remember fire trucks blaring in the background, and I think there was as much media there as there were actual people. And I remember we knew nothing about
hey,
that.
Media are people too.
That's a good point right there. you had to pull permits.
Yeah.
You had to pay $500 for this and that, and Jiffy Lube underwrote all of that, and then the like all the signage and everything. There was no Jiffy Lube logo. Nobody
right.
even knew they funded it. And the guy that was coordinating the whole thing with the permits and everything, Matt Graham and Jiffy Lube were putting out the money. The guy that was coordinating everything was Craig Amazine, who was running the show out here.
He's the guy who hired me originally to work with the Kings.
He was taking a paycheck from the Maloofs and covertly helping dummies like me and smarties like Matt Graham run counterbalance rallies against ownership. And now he's in, you know, he's in New York doing something else. But how many people know who the hell Craig Amazine is? How many people?
That man changed my life.
Man changed a lot of
yeah.
lives. So anyways, we're rambling, but
it's pretty cool. Well, this is, if we're going to do it, this is the day to do it, to kind of look back on it, because this is where everything is kind of, it's all culminated into this day. And it's, you know, it's almost like a wake in a way, you know, you get together and you kind of talk about the great things, except for this one ends really well.
Yeah. Like a wake, but for a birth.
Yeah.
Was this like a baby shower? I mean, I don't know.
I have fun at wakes. I don't know about you guys.
They're supposed to be. They're supposed to be a party.
Yeah.
So
at least the ones I want to be at.
I remember having, like, one of my friends, who just born and raised in Sacramento, mm-hmm. diehard Kings fan. I remember showing him that tweet. And, like, it just is crazy to me that this all comes back to a tweet,
mm-hmm.
essentially. And he's just like, come on, though. Like, they're not going to. that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Like, they're not going to raise the money. It's like, okay, man.
Nobody thought that. This whole thing was put together so weird. And I mean, the amount of things that happened that either don't get talked about or nobody ever knows about with the whole Here We Build thing, right? So we do the rally. Jiffy Lube's helping out. This whole thing, we get going. We come up with a – and then it was so grassroots that I would meet people out at these rallies or on Twitter, and they would say, hey, I can help you do this. I can help you do that. So this guy, I won't say who he is, I meet up at a rally. He goes, hey, I'm a tech guy, da-da-da-da-da. I can set up your Facebook. I can set up your Twitter, all that stuff. So he does all that. Well, fast forward, the whole playing to win thing that the mayor put together, that was originally supposed to be Here We Build. And so what happened was we were going to hand over the keys to everything with Here We Build. The guy I met at the rally had his attorney send the mayor a letter saying, if you want to use Here We Build, it'll be $350,000.
Oh,
that's right.
This really happened. This,
I remember
this guy
that.
Was so psycho. I'm like, dude, I came up
baller.
With the name. This is I'm giving it to the mayor. I don't want to. What are you doing? How are you doing? He's like, Dave, you don't understand. I know computer law and all this, and you're missing out on the mayor, and this is corporate. Blah, blah, blah. Psycho. That's why it's playing to win.
Yeah.
Because no, we're not paying $350,000 for this name. So many stupid things that happened along the way.
That's crazy.
In the shuffle. My goodness. All right, we'll take a break. We still got a lot of show for you, including a pair of tickets to get into tonight's game. Grant Napier will join us next. We also have the Bearco moment of the game and one more question to get a pair of tickets into the building. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Grant Napier coming up in just moments. We are live out at the Golden One Center. We are just inundated with texts at 441140 from people wondering if they can bring their parking tickets down to Golden One Center.
Is this pardon day?
I really wish the mayor had said that. No. I swear, there's going to be a lot of people at with their parking tickets. Somebody said he's like the godfather on his daughter's wedding day.
I know.
Can't refuse a request. Oh, my goodness.
And I understand what that means.
Yes, you
now.
Do. Good for you, Katie Christensen, because you've seen the godfather now. Joining us right now, the godfather of KHDK, nice. Now entering his 41st year doing the afternoon show.
Oh, stop.
3 to 7 right here. And as a matter of fact, wife stars Lexus is parked right out front of the Gold One Center on
so
display.
That's where my wife is. I've been wondering. I woke up about 15 minutes ago. My wife's not here, so I didn't realize she's down here. I'm glad that her car's parked right
now. Hey, buddy. So you've been busy. Did you do anything last night? You just chilling?
Yeah, just chilling, getting ready for tonight. I didn't do much. Same with Katie. And how about you? You know, did you spend your time? Did you do your due diligence to make sure you watched every play of the Kings win last night?
Here's what's funny. What happened last night? A lot of people wondering. I didn't tweet the entire game. Which did I die? Is something wrong? You
right.
Know, not a single tweet. What happened was we had a parent-teacher conference for my children. That and Grant, you've already raised a couple of kids. I don't know what the hell a parent-teacher conference is doing at 7 o'clock. It was from 6:45 to 7:45. I DVR'd the game, which I hate doing, rushed home, watched it, turned my phone off so I could see every play of the game. And I'm sitting there going, who the hell are these guys? And I pulled out a dictionary. I still have one. And I looked up transition defense. I could see what it was like on the screen. I didn't understand what I was watching, Grant.
Well, I've been talking about this for the last several weeks, okay? And Katie knows this because, you know, she's around the team every day. This is such a vastly improved coaching staff. This coaching staff, led by Dave Yeager, is so good. And you're going to see significant improvement every single night in that area. We saw things last night that we didn't see at all last year. We saw things last night that we wanted to see last year and we didn't see. Now, let's be objective here. The Phoenix Suns stink, okay? Let's just pull the way the Suns are dreadful. But I love the way the Kings played. I'll take the road win anytime I can get it. But it's the way the Kings won the game that impressed me. Yeah, the Suns aren't very good. But it's the Kings still had to go out and do what they did. And other than maybe a 5-minute lapse at one point in the fourth quarter, Katie?
Yeah.
With the Kings, I thought their attention to detail, How about their bench? You know, I talked all summer about what a great signing I thought Garrett Temple was. He just comes in and does everything well. You know, Tolliver, Matt Barnes. I mean, Ty Lawson had a good game last night. The Kings, again, are they winning 50 games this year? No. Are they going to the playoffs? Well, you know what? Hey, it's the first day of the season. But they're better. They're on their way to being a better team, and they're playing the way I love seeing a team play.
You know, Grant, I talked about it last night on our broadcast about some of the things and the way that Dave Yeager is talking and the terminology he's using. And he's not necessarily talking about playoffs at all. That is kind of a shift in what we've heard over the last several years. He's talking about, first, you have to learn how to compete to win. Then you have to learn how to win. And to me, it is about laying that foundation. And foundation in basketball starts with fundamentals, and from both the offensive side of the ball to the defensive side of the ball, this team is just so much better fundamentally, and that makes a difference when it comes down to a few possession game.
Yeah, exactly. I love what Dave Yeager said last night too. He said, okay, you know, our guys are physically tired right now, they're a little mentally tired, and it doesn't matter, we got a game tomorrow. And he goes, they got to get through that, they got to figure out how to come out and play like that every night. And until they do, we won't get to where we want to be. You're right about that. They are fundamentally so much better. There's just so much improvement. And again, I don't want fans to sit here and think the Kings are winning the championship this year, but they're just vastly improved from last year. So, but anyway, we got a big night tonight, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
we talked to Chris Granger earlier, it's so closed mouth what's going on, right, Grant? But I know you don't know anything. Nobody knows anything about what to expect tonight.
No.
But what are you most looking forward to tonight?
I'm most looking forward to seeing everyone smiling and everyone rejoicing. And to me, the game is secondary tonight. It really is. I mean, do I want the Kings to win? Heck yeah, I want the Kings to win. But tonight's not about the game. Tonight is about the event. Tonight is about how we got here. Tonight is about all those dark days. See, I put this out on Twitter last night because I really think this is important. I can't wait to get to the arena. I mean, I shouldn't even be up right now. I really wanted to get a good 8 hours sleep. I know Katie's going, yeah, really, shut up, man. But you know what? But I'm so excited I can't sleep. And so I want to get down to the arena, and I just want to take it all in. But I want people to take a moment today, and I want people to think about where we were just 4 years ago. I want people to think about how this city came together, how they became unified. People that didn't like one another supported each other. You know, our city government led by, I mean, gosh, we wouldn't be talking about this without Mayor Johnson. I've always said this, and Dave, you know this. You know, you can write a list of all the people that made this happen, but if the list doesn't have Kevin Johnson first, then don't even bother going with the list. All right? I mean, and David Stern is second on that list, okay? And I don't think anyone can argue with that. And then you can fill in the list however you want. But without Kevin Johnson, we are not having this conversation. We're not walking into the Golden One Center. I may not even be talking to you. I may be working in a different market. We may not even be a sports format on this station. I mean, let's just call it the way it is, mm-hmm. okay? None of us may have had a job. So it starts with the mayor. And so, you know, I'm going to be driving to the arena in a couple of hours because I'm getting down there way early. I'm actually spending the night in Sacramento because I want to take everything in. But I'm thinking about everything that happened with all the people behind the scenes. You know, people, you know, like a Canole Merchant, for instance,
yep.
who most people in Sacramento probably don't even know who that is. Well, you know what? He's very, very, very high on the list, okay? I don't know where he is on the list, but he's right up there on the list. You know, he's right up there on the list. There are so many people like that, you know, and Dave, listen, you know, give yourself a hell of a pat on the back because you led the grassroots effort with one simple tweet. With one simple tweet, you know, you got this town so pumped up and so into it. And Matt Graham at Jiffy Lube, who answered you immediately and said, I'm in, and here's $25,000, and I'm using the digital billboards. And it just became a domino effect. So pat yourself on the back. I think about, and I really mean this, I think about Dave, and you and I know this, okay? I think about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds phone calls, all the ups and downs, whether it was 2 a.m, whether I was out to dinner with my wife, whether I was at one of my son's game. And, you know, my wife through this whole thing was amazing. You know, it's almost like, you know, I had to put her and my family on hold for a little bit. And you did the same thing, Dave. And, I mean, we know we were there. And I'll never forget that. You know, I'll never forget that period of time. And so when I get to the arena and I'm driving in the arena, I know I'm going on a roundabout way here, but, you know, that's what I think about. That's what tonight means to me.
Grant, we will see you tonight. I assume your wife will be here. My wife will be here. Yep. A lot of wives, a lot of kids, a lot of people that weren't supposed to be watching NBA basketball tonight, a lot of people that should have been watching NBA League Pass and telling all their friends they'd never watch this team, but watching DeMarcus Cousins in a Seattle Sonics jersey, that didn't happen. The whole script got flipped, and it's going to be fun, buddy. It's going to be emotional.
Yep. Thanks to all of our local investors who stepped up. Thanks to Vivek. Thanks to, you know, Chris Granger. Thanks to, and I'm leaving, so, you know, there's hundreds. But thank you to everyone that made this night possible. We will celebrate like only Sacramento can, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody a little bit later.
See you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks,
see you tonight.
Grant.
All right, thank that you. Is Grant Napier. We'll take a break. One quick segment left. We're going to do the Bearco Play of the Game coming up in the next segment. Also, here you go, guys. Your opportunity. It is our last pair of tickets here on The Drive to get you in this building, and I know there's a lot of people that are still trying to get in for what is going to be a historic night. The question is this. The Kings have had, the Sacramento Kings, have had two previous arena opening games. What teams did they play? And what were the outcomes of those two games, win or loss? We'll take a break, come back. You give me those two teams, you give me a win or a loss, and by me, I mean us, because we are, this is a showocracy, not a showtatorship, remember that, right here on The Drive, and you are going to see the Kings on opening night. We'll break, finish up next, live from Golden One Center, Sports 1140 KHTK.
The Kings got that work in last night.
Yes.
You can get that work in, too, at the Downtown Chowdown. Sports 1140 KHDK is bringing food and music together with the Downtown Chowdown this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Capitol Mall in downtown Sacramento. Enjoy over 30 food trucks and vendors, a craft beer garden, and performances by the Goo Goo Dolls, Thompson Square, and Nelly. Tickets are on sale now at KHDK.com.
We got your whole weekend covered because you do that. Then you can hop over and see the Kings and Timberwolves after that's over. And then get some sleep because Sunday, 10 a.m., it's an early start in Florida. Buffalo Wild Wings, KHDK at 1168 Galleria Boulevard in Roseville is going to be there for the Silver and Black Raiders Bucks. And at halftime, you can get yourself a copy of NBA 2K17. For more info, KHDK.com. Matt, who do we have on the line? I assume we have somebody who thinks they can answer this question to get into tonight's game. The question was to arena openers in the Sacramento era. Who were the teams the Kings played, and what were the outcomes of the games? Max, go ahead. I can't hear you, Max.
Can't hear you at all.
Speak up.
Oh, is it the Lakers or the Clippers and the Suns?
The Clippers and the Suns is absolutely incorrect.
Oh.
I mean, somebody on the line right now still has a shot. Two opening nights, two new arenas. Jason, you're on The Drive. Jason, do you have the answer?
Would it be the Clippers and the Blazers?
Clippers and Blazers, that is not correct.
Dang.
One
not
of them
correct.
Is, though, I
wow.
think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I would say he's 50% right.
Yeah.
And the headline, well, I'll get to that in a second. Jeff, go ahead. You're on The Drive.
The Clippers and the Sonics.
What was the outcome of the games?
They both lost. They lost both of them.
Jeff, I'm sorry. Man, I'm so sorry. You're going to have to get in your car. You're going to have to drive downtown. You're going to have to. You're gonna
maybe
have
to, get a babysitter.
Right. You're going to have to park somewhere. Jeff, you're going to opening night. Going to One Center, buddy. How about that?
That is fantastic.
Hold the line. We'll get your information. Congratulations. The headline in the B. I had it on my wall at my parents' house forever after the opening night versus the Clippers when they lost Coronation Clipped. So they're 0-2, and tonight, turn it around against the San Antonio Spurs.
Let's hope so.
I'd say they're due.
I'd say they're very due. Absolutely. Hey, thanks, NBA, for giving us an easy start,
no kidding,
you know, with that whole new arena.
Hey.
All right, kids. Next time I see you guys, it will be down here. Katie will be in a dress to be named later. I'll be in a tuxedo, and Nate will have some sort of weird socks.
Pants off, dance off.
To everybody who tuned into the program, thank you so much, and not just for tuning in, but again, I'm going to be mushy today because I can't again. This is a day for Sacramento. This is a day for all of you Kings fans. Win or lose tonight, damn it, you won. We'll let Tesla take us out and enjoy this evening. We'll see you down here. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Sports 1140 KHTK.